guys, I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to be a young person in 2024. I'm trying.
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready. Sit back, relax.
Hey, y'all. Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Monday, January 8th, 2024. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cherubs. And first, I've got to talk about some special celebrity birthdays. David Bowie, the king of, what would you call David Bowie the king of? Glam rock, avant-garde rock, David Bowie, one of the most famous rock stars in history. And then Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. And then Dame Shirley Bassey, all of those fabulous people. Oh, she sang numerous Bond themes. She sang Goldfinger. So, David Bowie, Elvis, and Shirley Bassey. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday chums all around the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday wherever you are. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Guys, well, it's 2024. It's been a week of 2024 here in San Francisco and all that well-deserved nickname. Thank you, new listeners, for coming by. I appreciate it. And for regular listeners, I'm glad you guys are here. It is the time of year in San Francisco when it gets cold. Cold is in the upper 40s Fahrenheit at night. It feels very cold. Our average temperature would be about 59, 61 degrees Fahrenheit. We don't have the rains this week. Last week we had the rains. There were people, addicts, dying on the concrete. Well, this platform basically started and is still about demystifying the dystopia. Somebody asked me to define dystopia, and I just call it crazy stuff happening, crazy antisocial behaviors that are allowed to flourish. So that's what I would define dystopia as. I read an article online, I think it was in the Daily Mail, and it said, why do people in their 20s look old? Why do they look older than 30? Why do they look older than people who are 30? I've been thinking about that, and here's the deal. When you are young, you are easily brainwashed. When you are young, you are more like a fashion victim. When you are young nowadays, you are more of a conformist, especially now, like your average 25-year-old person. I do kind of feel for you guys. You guys don't know what it's like to live without waking up with a phone in your hand. You don't know what it's like to have a life where you're not plugged into the internet. You guys are the plugged in generation. So you've got a lot of indoctrination, a lot of commercials, a lot of TV shows, a lot of videos. Like example, there's this black family man. His name is Keith Lee and he does restaurant interviews. Everybody copies him. I've seen so many videos, they copy his style. The conformity is off the hook. Being a sheep is a thing to do. It is so hard to be a young nonconformist person, but it's absolutely necessary because if you are absorbing what you are sold, what you are told, what you are watching, what you are gaming, where is your real personality? Where does the real you come out of all of that? That's pretty much impossible. And the article I am referencing from the Daily Mail when they were talking about people in their 20s look old now, it's because of unnecessary plastic surgery and surgical procedures. I believe this. I see it. So young ladies getting lip fillers, you are not doing it to attract men, or I put a pin on the plastic surgery. Here's the type of man you're going to attract. I ask guys everything. I love talking to straight men. This is what the perspective is. I'm not poly. I'm not in a throuple. I'm not bisexual. I'm not non-binary. I'm a biological woman and heterosexual. Some straight guys have told me when they see the women with the plastic surgery, and people can't always tell when you've had plastic surgery. The human eye can't always identify it. It is what it is, guys. Especially this one guy with a business. He told me that when women come into his store and they're flirting with him and they have the lip fillers, the fake lips, the new fake noses and all the shiny face Botox, he knows two things about this woman. She's insecure. And she's got money. She's got disposable income. Ladies, do you know what you are telegraphing? It frankly telegraphs insecurity to men. Okay? Now, the reason why you see these young girls going around with duck lips, and it's worse than when I was young. Guys, when I was young, it started coming in. It was the Sex and the City era. That's when they were really like trying to sell Botox to 20-something girls. And I remember sitting at a table with these beautiful girls, some were younger than me, and they were talking about, oh, I have to get rid of my 11s. I have to get rid of my 11s. I'm like, what are you talking about? These unimaginary two lines between your eyebrows. This is like this gorgeous girl. She's a Hispanic girl, a beautiful dewy skin, not a wrinkle on her face. And she's talking about getting plastic surgery. And this was decades ago. And now you have 19-year-olds getting lip fillers, getting facial fillers. And again, they're getting it because they are brainwashed fashion victims. They're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it because it's just like buying a new coat. It's like getting a trendy nail polish color. It is what their peer group is being sold. So they go around and do what their peer group tells them to do. Blows my mind to see young black women, women with the biggest lips and the biggest butts in America. There, I said it. The biggest lips and the biggest butts in America. Getting lip filler, brainwashed by the reality shows they watch. Brainwashed by the music video icons. The women are looking like female impersonators with the exaggerated features. Completely unnecessary. Unnecessary. So when I was a young girl and the Botox was coming in, I vowed to myself I would never get any of that. Now there's some women that get older and they talk about, I never had any plastic surgery, and they're lying. There are procedures, at home stuff you could do. Not procedures, but like skin care. A very deep skin care that you could do that gives your skin a nice glow. Your skin could look nice, but no injectables. I'm not going to do any injectables. I'm not going to get any surgery. That's it. Guys, what's in the injectables? You could be on a psychiatric medication. You could be on some medication that you really need. Maybe there's one ingredient in the injectables and you don't have the ingredient list. I'll repeat, y'all don't get an ingredient list for the injectables in your lip, for the fillers in your face, for the Botox between your eyes, for the injectables in your butt, and etc. You're not getting an ingredients list. So it's a toss of the dice. And they always call it elective surgery. That's stuff that you do not need. Now back to being young and why these young people are looking old, because they're getting botched surgery. They're looking like depressed aliens. And the thing is, they're brainwashing you young people to not smile, to have this blank look, like you're like these very dour death rock fashion models. You couldn't smile if somebody was tickling you with 100 feathers. You got this pout and you got the big fake lips and your face is all blank because it's frozen, because you're a conformist. My recommendation to young people, try to unplug as much as you can. Maybe go half a day, turn your phone off, get out in nature, go take a hike, take a drive, just listen to music. Turn the phone off. If you're plugged in with all the reality shows, all the housewife shows, all the videos, I'm not going to name any platforms, unplug from that. Sometimes give yourself some digital detoxes, because it's only going to get worse when you get older. However, younger people are the most brainwashable people. I myself spent years working in the beauty industry. I was a fragrance model and a professional makeup artist in department stores. I repped all the famous lines like Chanel, Dior, this one called Borghesia, Revlon, Estee Lauder, so many, all the top ones. I was a makeup artist. And the people I sold the most makeup and the most skincare to were 20-something girls. Because the older you get, you see it's basically, no offense to my people who have makeup lines and cosmetic lines. I'm not dissing you. I'm saying in general, the older you get, the more you see it's a scam. That you can get a red lipstick anywhere, put a little gloss on it. You don't need a $30 red lipstick. You can have a $5 red lipstick. However, I have to say, when it comes to eye makeup, sometimes you have to spend a little more of the cheap eye makeup, or you could use a primer to make it last longer. But there are some eyeshadows that have high pigment and they are worth the money. But in general, designer makeup is completely overrated. I know, because I sold it. Some of these designer lipsticks are dry. They're like $30. You could get a Wet n Wild or an e.l.f. or something like that. $6, $7, $2. Some are 99 cents. Just explore with makeup and do not invest in fillers Botox or unnecessary plastic surgery. No, you don't need lip fillers. No, you don't need a bigger butt. You don't need it. You've been brainwashed to believe that you do. Don't be a sheep, y'all. Well, here in San Fran Fentanyl, I've got on the fuzzy socks. It's overshare. Fuzzy socks. And I'm recording with sort of like a house coat with a hood. Like, this is cold in San Fran Fentanyl, 49 degrees Fahrenheit. I will never get injectables. I will never get plastic surgery. And I think I look pretty. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope everything is going well wherever you are in the world. Again, happy birthday to all my birthday cheerins, including the estate of Elvis, David Bowie, and Dame Shirley Bassey, and you wherever you are in the world. This has been your show for Monday, January 8th, 2024. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. And I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.